Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now newsroom. The two officers involved in an OCLS shooting have been deemed justified, according to Arkansas State Police. The shooting took place on August 9th when suspect Kevon Jones robbed a convenience store and later raised an AK-47-style rifle at officers at a place of residence. Officers fired in response, according to Region 8 News. And the State Health Department surveyed 3,200 individuals in a search for the source of E. coli infections affecting about 100 students at the University of Arkansas. The department and the university are trying to find the source, which appears to have begun more than 10 days ago, with symptoms starting 3 to 4 days after eating food with the bacteria. At least 4 cases led to hospitalization. And legislative leaders and Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders are weighing the possibility of cutting the state's top individual and corporate income tax rates in a possible special session as soon as next month, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. From the Arkansas Now Newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
September 10th and 11th at the State House Convention Center, it's the return of Arkansas Comic-Con. These celebrity guests are bigger than ever before, including Christina Ricci, the original Wednesday Addams, nerd icon Felicia Day, Shameik Moore, the voice of Miles Morales, WWE Scott Steiner, and Lex Luger, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at ArkansasComicCon.com. September 10th and 11th at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock, kids 10 and under, free with paid adult admission.
Every player on the football team has an important job so the team can reach its goal and success. Join our team at Lexicon right now and we'll help you reach your goals and success. Lexicon offers free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University. We also offer competitive pay, a great healthcare plan, paid vacation, a sweet 401k plan, and more. Find out more at lexicon-inc.com/football.